Hey, this is Megan and Rosie, and this is the Unedited Podcast. Hey, everyone. So this is our second episode of the Unedited Podcast, but I'm sad to say that this isn't our second kick at the can. This is our third. Why, you ask?
Because our second episode was almost done, and the computer shut the program down.
Yeah, so it got deleted, and it was great. But we're not going to dwell. We're just going to move on, because me and Megan are going to start crying. Anyway, for all those people who haven't heard our first podcast, I'm Rosie.
And I'm Megan. And our first episode is still up on the website, which is uneditedpodcast.blogspot.com. In news, we actually gave our first podcast to some of our friends.
And they didn't hate it.
I know. Surprising. It was kind of a positive response.
Actually. In a way, it was. There were a couple of kind of funny comments that we got. One of our friends thought we sounded like teenage girls.
Wow.
Really?
Didn't see that coming at all.
By the way, everyone, we're teenage girls. Thought you guys should know that. And also, someone commented on our, really?
Totally.
That's cool. Comment.
Yeah.
Which we're not sure if it's actually there, so maybe you guys should tell us. I don't know. Is it? Try and listen to the first
podcast. Is it that bad?
There were other things, like the fact that the first time I listened to the podcast at home alone, I realized that we finish each other's sentences a lot.
Almost, say, 25% of the time.
I would say so. It's because we, like, start on something that we don't know what we're talking about because we feel the need to sound really smart, and then all of a sudden, it's like, what do I say next?
Uh-oh. And then the other person rescues you, which is great.
It's the fail-safe. It's, like, there.
Exactly. A rescue program.
Today, on our second episode, our new topic is
celebrities.
Yes.
Gotta love them.
Gotta hate them.
Either way, we still find them fascinating. Apparently, our society has this thing for watching them, like, talk. The thing is, I know it may come as a surprise for some people, but they're normal. They're average
people.
Celebrities
are normal people, guys.
Exactly.
Well,
not perfectly normal.
Yeah, okay.
We're not going to include Britney Spears in this category, but
then
she...
again, there's a lot of screwed up people out there.
Exactly. So she's not above average or below average. She is averagely screwed up.
Why am I sticking up for Britney Spears? I don't even know.
Because we all love our celebrities. Even though they are just actresses and movie producers that make a lot of money, look kind of pretty, but still buy milk.
Yeah. The question is, why do we even support the celebrities when there are people out there who save lives, like doctors? They make good money, but do we idolize them like we idolize celebrities? No.
Of course not. And really, we don't need celebrities at all.
In our society?
Of course not. Celebrities really serve no purpose.
Well, no, I disagree, because I think that in society, we kind of need to see a higher point. We need to kind of see the glamour in our situations because, I mean, not all of us live the ideal life. And when we look at a celebrity, it's kind of like, hey, they're kind of what we want to be.
I think you're describing a role model, though, and I wouldn't call the celebrities that we have role
models. Okay, you're right. You're right. No one actually wants to be a celebrity because no one wants to be stalked by the paparazzi. No one likes the paparazzi, and I think that celebrities might do some stupid things, but they try and cover up. They try and cover their asses. One of my favorite actresses is Jennifer Garner, and the thing about her is you never hear the bad hype that goes around about her. I mean, all we really hear in the media is, oh, her baby is so cute, and she's going out with this guy that is also an actor. But, I mean, we see her in movies, and we also see her on the red carpet. And that's it. We don't hear bad things about her.
And I think that's really professional. I mean, if you were, say, an attorney and you did a good job, you did good work, you got your clients off,
you deserve that bit of recognition.
But that's it. We don't need to hear whether you've gotten a second divorce or your third, second, last child was caught with pot at
You're
high
a divorce lawyer. How do you feel about your new divorce?
Ironic. No.
Don't talk to me.
Another star who actually sets a good example would be George Clooney, who uses his celebrity for a good reason.
And people who do that, you have to kind of admire them for doing that.
Because they're not just going out and buying diamonds, they're putting some good issues on the table and giving up their time and often a lot of money to good causes. George Clooney talks about Darfur, and he has really brought a lot of attention to the issue. And if you haven't heard about Darfur, stop right now. Stop this podcast. Google it.
If you don't know about Darfur and the situation, guys, yeah, Google it. Let's just leave it there at that. We'll even pause for you.
So now you have no excuse. And then there's also Angelina Jolie, who gets in a lot of trouble for breaking up the it couple of Brad and...
the century.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston. But I don't really care about her personal life. Because she does a lot of good things in Africa, brings a lot of attention. And sure, she has kids from several countries, but I don't know why that's a problem with anybody.
If people think that she is getting children from different countries just to get good hype around her reputation,
or to, like, collect them all,
you have a serious think coming, because, honestly, don't give her... what's the word? Don't be hating, because, I mean, she's doing a really good thing.
And she's not just gonna, like, put these kids up on her wall and, like, be, oh, wow, I have a child from Africa. I'm a great person.
And, like, who cares if she's doing it for her reputation? She's still doing a good thing. Just leave it at that.
Like, you see her in magazines carrying them around. Like, she likes these kids. So I think we should just get off her back. Because I don't really care about celebrity personal lives. They can do what they want. I don't want to hear about what drugs they're on, about what diet plans they're following. It doesn't really matter to me. If I see them in the movie and I like the movie, well, good for them.
And I think it's also important to say that when we talk about celebrities, we don't only just mean the celebrities in movies, like actors and actresses. We're also talking about, like, TV show hosts. Okay, that's kind of similar. But we're also talking about, like, sports, professional athletes, like David Beckham.
And sure, they're using their power for mostly ad campaigns, but then we have Lance Armstrong, who had his whole cancer
Livestrong
campaign.
Yeah. That's amazing, because how many people were wearing those bracelets?
Exactly. He's bringing lots of attention to an issue that not only infected his life, but affected a lot of people's lives.
I agree.
Then there's also the musicians who use their celebrity for good or evil.
Evil.
Well, some good, though, too. And we're not separating people into good and evil here. We're throwing these words around casually. But we have a lot of artists who bring a lot of attention to important issues through their lyrics, through what they support, a lot of different ways that they can communicate to their audience what's important.
One of those artists is Sarah McLachlan. I don't know if you guys know about this, but if you're kind of on the computer right now, go to YouTube and YouTube her World on Fire video. Because basically what she did is, instead of making a multi-million-dollar project, oh, this is such an awesome music video, she decided to just sit there with her guitar, play her song, and then basically I think she had a slideshow of children in Africa in the background saying, oh, this much money will buy this child this much. And if we all think about how much money we spend on a vending machine every day, we can afford a dollar a day. And okay, we're not advocating, oh, please help the starving children in Africa, but
if you have millions of dollars as a celebrity, you can afford to help out a few people, because seriously, you do not need four houses.
Exactly.
You can't live in all of them at once.
Well, what do you think about politicians?
I think politicians have a lot of political power and a lot of power in our society, because we should technically be giving it to them through our vote.
Technically.
But I don't think they have a lot of social power.
Well, God, I'd hope not, because
60-year-old men aren't collecting fangirls.
Let's have a fan club for Stephen Harper.
He's so hot!
Oh my God, did you see his tie today? It's
like a shade of charcoal.
Oh God, that's so embarrassing.
No one's really dissing Stephen Harper here. I'd like to clear up that. I mean, go Canada.
Woo! But
not that I'm really conservative, but that's a different topic.
Yeah, that's totally different, and we're not saying we don't like the conservatives, because we do, because we wouldn't really want them to kick us off the internet.
Can they do that?
I don't know. Can they? Guys, can they do that? I don't know. Maybe you should give us an email or something. What's our email again?
I think it's alwaysunedited@gmail.com.
That's right, people. You heard it.
Let's move on to our fake fact of the week. Would you like to do the honors, Rosie?
Sure. The fake fact of the week is 99% of people have secret celebrity fantasies. You think that's true?
It sounds pretty accurate. I think everybody has that, like, secret list of people that, like, if they got alone in the room, they wouldn't mind.
Well, fantasies are just kind of awkward to talk about.
So let's not.
We're just gonna move on, but you know, if you have some secret fantasies about celebrities, maybe you should email us.
Exactly. If you have a top 10 list of your favorite celebrities or your least favorite celebrities, you can email them to us.
You can definitely email us. And our email is, Megan, what is it again?
It's alwaysunedited@gmail.com.
Because we're always unedited, we tell you what we think. I guess to wrap up, remember everyone, we want to hear your opinions and your thoughts. Definitely give us a holler, and remember everything here is only our opinion. We would also like to hear your opinion, so leave us a comment at our blog. That's at uneditedpodcast.blogspot.com. So I'm Rosie.
And I'm Megan.
And we're unedited.